The following program is transcribed.
Kellogg Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today in the little flood-locked village of Hilltop, a desperate attempt is being made to thwart the plans of First Page Harry and his gang of convicts. We'll take you to the scene in a moment. But right now, let's stand by for a tip from Superman.
Hi there, Pep Gang. Of course, you've heard of the ostrich hiding his head in the sand so no one would see him. Well, you'll want everyone to see you if you've been wearing one of those bright-colored Army, Navy, and Marine Air Squadron insignia and warplane buttons that come only in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Why, only the other day I talked with a young fellow wearing every one of the Pep Squadron insignia in his cap. He'd been trading those metal buttons with his friends. One of them especially caught my eye. A fierce-looking black bear with red and white markings standing against a yellow background, getting ready to throw a red and white bomb. When I asked the kid what it stood for, he said it was his brother's squadron insignia, the 471st Bombardment Squadron. And I'll bet there are a lot of you who have brothers or cousins whose flying squadron insignia you'd like to wear. You never know what button you may get in a package of Kellogg's Pep. In the new second series, there are 22 more for your collection. Now, you can't buy these buttons. They come only in packages of Kellogg's Pep. You don't send in a single penny, not even a box stop. Just ask Mom to get you plenty of Kellogg's Pep. Then, look for your prize inside the package. You'll find the Air Squadron insignia or warplane button at the bottom of the Pep package, in between the carton and the inner wax bag. It's a prize for you from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, the adventures of Superman. In the tiny village of Hilltop, which is cut off from the world by a great flood, Lois Lane is the prisoner of six escaped convicts who have taken command of the town. Led by First Page Harry Doak, the convicts prepared a crude raft on which they planned to send Lois and the 37 remaining villagers over a huge falls to destruction. Tipped off by Lois, a small boy named Jerry Farber warns the villagers to hide. And then in the darkness, the boy mounted his pony and plunged into the raging floodwaters in a desperate attempt to reach a nearby city and secure help. It is now a few minutes later, and in the little bank where she is imprisoned, Lois is speaking through a barred window to Jerry's older brother, Martin. Listen.
Good heavens, Martin. The current will sweep Jerry and the pony over Mammoth Falls. Why did you let him try a crazy stunt like that?
Jerry's a brave kid, Miss Lane. And when he put it up to me that the convict would finish him anyhow, and everybody else in this village, too, unless he could get help, well, what could I do?
You could have gone yourself. Jerry's just a kid.
Well, I was wounded on Okinawa. I can hardly walk, let alone swim.
Oh, I'm sorry, Martin. I didn't know. I can't see you very well in the dark.
Well, that's okay, Miss Lane.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But look, we've got to get you out of here and into the mine shaft with the villagers before the convicts come back.
That's impossible. I've been trying to get out, but it's no use. The door is sealed and the windows are barred.
I know. That's why I brought a hacksaw. Here, take hold of this end.
Oh, wonderful.
If we work fast, we may be able to saw through one of these bars in time. Just one would be enough. You're pretty slim. Okay. Start sawing with me.
Right. Let's go.
Not so jumpy. Take a longer, even stroke.
All right, Mark. Like this?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, dear. We're hardly making any dent at all.
Don't worry. Just keep working this saw.
Okay. But at this rate, we'll never get a saw through before First Page Harry and his men get back.
Oh, sure. They probably won't be back for quite a while.
How do you know?
Because they're hunting for the villagers. And there's not much chance of their finding the entrance to the old mine in the dark. It's in the Daly backyard, and the convicts don't know about it.
I hope you're right. But I haven't much confidence in our chances since First Aid Harry made me tell his army plane on the walkie-talkie radio that he and the other convicts were carried over Mammoth Falls.
Dirty rat.
Just a minute. Hold it, Martin, will you?
Huh? What's the matter? What are you stopping for?
I've got to catch my breath.
Oh, okay, but we can't waste much time.
Just give me a minute. I'm dizzy. The night seems to be so peaceful. Gee, you'd never be able to guess the sick murderous convicts are loose in this village, would you?
No, you wouldn't. But that reminds me. We'd better start sawing again. Come on, Miss Lane. Let's go.
Okay.
Get your back in. Keep in time with me.
Right. Look. Do you think we're making any headway?
Sure we are. Keep sawing and don't talk. Save your friends. Wait, Miss Lane.
What's the matter?
Somebody's coming.
Uh-oh. For St. Harry and Squeaky. Quick, Martin, get away. Hurry, get to the mine shaft.
They're coming here, Blaine. I can't leave you.
Don't be silly. You can't help me. They've got guns and you've got a game leg. Quick, get away before they see you.
I want to have a little talk with this Miss Lane. Who's that?
Oh, where?
For the bank window.
Hold it. I saw you. Run. Martin.
I can't run. My game leg. Duck, Miss Lane. Out of sight.
I'm over out through.
I've seen this guy before. He's one of them villagers.
For sure. Sure I am. So what? Oh, you can tell us if we want to know. Now,
hey, look, there's a hacksaw right here on the ground.
You must have been trying to get Miss Blaine out, huh?
Yeah, huh? Well, I'll fix it.
No! Don't shoot him!
Put your gun down, Squeaky. All right, you, what's your name?
Marty. Marty Farber.
All right, Marty. Where's everybody in this village hiding?
I don't know.
Don't give me that routine. If you want to stay healthy, talk and talk fast. Now, where is everybody?
I don't know, I tell you.
Let me make him talk for a sec. Now, listen, white guy.
Hey, we'll let him out.
Up on the river, and he told about it. Take this guy into the bank.
The kid must be over Mammoth Falls by now. Let me work on this guy.
Shut up and do as I say. Now go on, hurry up.
Okay. Get up on your feet, you.
I'll open the door for you. Bring him in.
Right. Come on, move.
All right. Inside now, hurry up. The plane's shot in a circle overhead. Stand back beyond the plane.
Get in there. Come on. What are you worrying about, first page? No plane can land here. We're on a little hill and there's water all around.
They can drop parachutists, can't they? Has that kid told them we were here?
Sure, he must have told them. That plane
wouldn't be... Button your lip, you.
I tell you, he's over the falls by now. He couldn't book that current in the river.
Maybe. We can't take any chances. We got to get rid of all those villagers and get away from here. Now listen, Barbara. I'm going to give you just 1 minute to tell us where everybody is hiding.
I tell you, I don't know.
Tell them, Marty.
No, I don't know.
Okay, you're asking for it. All right, Squiggy.
No, don't shoot.
Army bomber calling
Hilltop.
Hold it.
Army bomber calling Hilltop. Come in, please.
We won't answer, huh, boy, please?
We got to answer. Try to throw him off the track. Okay, Miss Lane, I'll press the talk button on the walkie-talkie. You find out what that Army bomber wants.
No, I won't.
Come in, Hilltop. Come in, please.
You can die fast or slow, Miss Lane. Take your choice. If you do what I say, do I pull his trigger?
Better do what he says, Miss Lane.
Army bomber to Hilltop. Why don't you answer? Come in, please.
All right.
I thought you'd get smart. All right, now the key's open. Go ahead.
Hilltop to Army Bomber. What is it?
Red Cross motor boat is in trouble. The rod disabled the rudder and the current is carrying it toward Mammoth Falls.
Hey, please,
yes.
We'll be near Hilltop in a few minutes. We've instructed them to try to head in with their oars. Be on the watch for them.
Tell them okay, Miss Lane.
We... Listen, we're in trouble.
You get just one more chance, sister.
What did you say, Hilltop? Come in.
I'm going to open the key again, Miss Lane. Just one phony word out of you, and you and Marty here both get it. All right, now tell them okay.
We'll do what we can.
Now you're talking.
Good. Try to get a line to them. If they can get ashore, the rudder can be repaired, and the boat can be put back to River Glen. There are several people in trouble there. I'm signing off now.
I told you they didn't know about us, first place. That kid and his pony must have been drowned.
Yeah. Come on. You too, Miss Lane, and you, Marty. You can watch us hit the jackpot.
What do you mean, first place? What are we going to do?
We're going to get that Red Cross boat, of course. Come on.
Hey, that's a swell idea.
Oh, talk about pennies from heaven. This tastes our goose. But it cooked yours, Miss Lane. Cooked it for good.
Curious, worried, Lois Lane and Marty Farber are forced to accompany the Kepling first page, Harry, and his grinning henchman, Squeaky.
What is the wily convict's plan? We'll return in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. But first, here again is our good friend.
And now, Pep Dang, I want to ask you a question. When you see a flyer wearing an insignia you can't identify, doesn't it make you mad? Why, sure it does. Well, you'll find it a great help to study closely the Army, Navy, and Marine Air Squadron insignia and warplane buttons that come in packages of Kellogg's Pep. In the new second series, you'll find 22 more buttons for your collection, each different from the earlier ones you've been getting. Why, the rest of the gang will think you're pretty smart when you wear these bright-colored buttons on your cap, sweater, or jacket. And just name off what squadron they stand for fast as a wink. And you'll find out you've sure got your target bearings on some swell fun when you start trading these snazzy metal-based buttons to get a full set. And these buttons from Kellogg's Pep packages are a cinch to get, too. Sure, you don't have to send in any money or box stops. You just be sure to ask Mom to get a good supply of Kellogg's Pep so that you can eat it regularly. That super delicious whole wheat flake cereal. See what prize is there for you inside the package. Now, you'll find one of these easy-to-spot Air Squadron insignia or a warplane button at the bottom of the Pep package in between the carton and the inner wax bag. It's your prize from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman. As Lois Lane and the convicts in Hilltop were told of a disabled Red Cross motorboat which was being swept toward them on the current, Superman, having made Bend City safe against the flood, has renewed his search for Lois. As we join him now, he is streaking through the night above the dark floodwaters.
I'm certain Lois is alive. Those escaped convicts, too. Where can they be? Let's see now. There's a little refugee camp on shore. No, Lois isn't there. There are several little maroon towns and villages. I'll have a look at all of them. Wait a minute. What's that down there? Great Scott, a boy and a pony. Caught in the current and they're going down under. Sound to them, sound! All right, take it easy, son. I'll have you out of this in a moment. Easy there, pony, easy. Out of this arm with you. There. Now to that nearest shore. Up and away! There we are, son. How do you feel? Easy now. Take it easy. You've had a bad time. I'll wrap you in my cloak and see if we can...
Look, everybody. Convict.
Convict? Did you say convict?
Yes. They... Miss Lane.
What about Miss Lane? Where is she?
She... Miss... Lane.
Yes? Go on, son.
Oh,
passed out, poor kid. He was trying to tell me about Lois and a convict. I've got to get him to a doctor and fast.
Up with him again.
You too, pony.
That's
it. Now, up and away!
Leaping from the riverbank with the unconscious Jerry Farber and his pony in his arms, Superman streaked away over the dark, flooded waters, heading toward the lights of a large town. Will Jerry revive and direct Superman to Hilltop in time? And what is happening to Lois Lane, Marty Farber, and the 37 villagers huddled in the mine shaft? Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls. Tune in, same time, same station, and follow the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellas and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday. Same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature, appearing in Superman DC Publications.
The preceding program was transcribed. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.